This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8. It says there, "Come close to God, and God will come close to you." End of quote. Bible says God asks people to come close to Him with a promise that He will come close to you. Another translation is, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Bible also says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help us in our time of need." End of quote. Some observations of this passage. Number one, you see, God's throne is called the throne of grace. Is it not amazing and beautiful that God's throne is called the throne of grace? It is a throne filled with grace toward you. Second, how can we come to God? It says we can come to Him with confidence. In other words, do not be afraid and do not be doubtful to come closer to God. You can come with confidence. Thirdly, now what is the result of coming and drawing near to God? It says as a result of coming to God, you can receive mercy, find grace to help in the time of our need. You see, Bible says the prodigal son was fed up and frustrated with his impoverished condition. He was hungry and no place for him to live. All friends left him when money was gone. Finally, he made up his mind and said, "I am going back home." He came close to his father's house. He had the fear of rejection from his father, but father embraced him and received him as his loving son, and threw a big feast to celebrate his coming back home. Luke chapter 15 verses 11 to 32. Beloved, are you tired, frustrated, and fed up in your current situation in life? Get up and come near to God, your Father in heaven. He is just a prayer away. He will embrace you and receive you to his home of abundance and bless you with all heavenly blessings. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, looked around and saw people when he was on this earth. And he saw people who were weary and heavy laden. And he looked at them with full of compassion and he said, and it is recorded in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who were weary and burdened, I will give you rest." End of quote. You see, I know many restless and stressed people these days. They don't have any peace in their homes, no peace at workplaces, no peace in the community, no peace in the nation, and nowhere. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is calling such people who lost hope and peace. You know, they thought the world and the pleasures of this world would enrich their life. That's what they thought. However, they only found out instead of enhancing them, the sinful pleasures gave only destruction, ruin, the absence of peace and chaos in their life. Jesus promises and gives you rest to your heavy laden and worried souls. He has compassion on you. He is calling you. Why should you come close to God? Bible says because God is able to save forever those who draw near to God through His Son Jesus Christ. Because Jesus paid for all of your sins on the cross of Calvary. He died in your place and rose again. Jesus Christ paid the penalty of all of your sins. He will save you forever. Permanently He will save you. Marvelous and good news, right? Bible says a new and living way was opened through the curtain, the body of Jesus Christ, to come to holy God with confidence. You see, Jesus' body was broken for all of your sins, and it became the new and living way to come to God. Besides, the Savior Jesus Christ is there at the throne of grace to help you, to welcome you when you come. Jesus Christ always lives to make intercession for you. He is the advocate who pleads your case for your favor in the court of heaven. It means He is available to help in the time of your need. This is the time of your need, right? Come to Jesus. Jesus is the only mediator between God and mankind because He gave Himself as a ransom for your sins. Now, you know, as a result, come close to God with confidence. He will come close to you, and a new life of fellowship with God will begin. Beloved, why don't you make a U-turn and come to God now? I do not know where you are today, and it does not matter where you are. You may have never come to God. You may have never thought about God, or you were away for a while by the deception of your friends and sinful pleasures of this world. And you come now. God says in Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. End of quote. Would you come? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I heard your loving call. I heard you saying, come close, and I will come close to you. Lord, I take my step toward you. I come to you, and I believe your word. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I believe he died and rose again for all of my sins. Please forgive my sins and save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.